Testing, testing. Korea, testing. Testing. Korea. Well, Mary, here we are back again. Still 13 July. We're still in Yongdong Po. We'll continue a little bit about that trip into Seoul this afternoon. I did pick up a little pair of cufflinks and a tie clasp to match for Kurt Sr. Their Masonic insignia on them. I don't know where these people ever got them. I guess they were made. I think they were made in Japan. They all match, and it's a gold-colored metal and black and light. They're very nice. Of course, they're very cheap. I didn't waste much money on them. But if they don't tarnish too quick, why, they'll look number one. So I got them for him. I haven't received that letter from him yet, but he was going to tell me everything that they wanted me to get for them over here. That's in the offing, I guess. Better get here for too long, or he won't be getting anything. I don't know whether I'll get to Japan or not. Like I told you, there are a few little things I would like to get over there, so I may take a couple days leave if I can't get over any other way. Well, this evening we got in a Army Times from the States dated 7 July, so I got something to read tonight that's not too doggone old. That's, you know what the Army Times is. It gives you all the latest dope about the Army. It's a little more, coverage than the Army Navy Journal. And that's only a week old, so we'll appreciate that tonight. I don't know if I told you in the last tape or not about mailing that book on Korean customs to you, but that's on the way. And you got the tape I made night four last. That's on the road. Probably got that by this time. The boys are still playing ball. The ball game isn't over. Don't know what the score is yet. This team is leading in the league, so I hope they make out all right. Be very nice to be in on the deal as the exec of the hospital when they win the pennant for the league. Carl and I generally go out and watch a few innings or as much of as we care to, but we generally show. It's right here on the compound, not far away, just a few yards, so we generally go. I don't know where these people are getting all this nice weather, but it sure is nice. Typical summer day. This is supposed to be the rainy season. It's supposed to be hot and sultry, but each one of these days is that many less of those kind of days. The chief of the Yongdong Po Police Department was in today and thanked me very much for sending a doctor down to check him over. He was laid up for quite a while, and the Korean doctors didn't know what was the matter with him. They were giving him dope, so the chief of detectives come out and asked me if we would look him over, admit him to hospital. So I wouldn't admit him to the hospital, so I sent one of the docs down to look at him, and the doc gave him a couple pills. And apparently they'd done the work, because he came out this morning looking pretty good and thanked me and so happy. And the 121 and the Korean police are pretty much good friends and all that stuff, which doesn't help the hospital. And and our men here, because if there's anything stolen from them, why, all we need to do is tell the police, and if possible at all, why, they will get it for us, round it up. Because they got their ear to the ground as sort of an ounce of prevention. And the old chief, when he puts them out, why, he generally gets results. They're pretty rough on their customers. They're similar in that respect to the Japanese police. So just a little breadcast on the waters, and probably pay dividends whether I'm here at the hospital or not. But he certainly seemed very appreciative. He was very happy when he came in to see me. And I guess that's darn near all for now. A thought just come into my mind there about about Mount Holly. I was over to the 42nd replacement depot over here at down the road a piece today to make arrangements for sending our patients back to duty. They handle them all. And the officer in charge down there says he was at Fort Dix, and he has a home in Pemberton, and told me where it was. And it's right on the corner there in Pemberton, right across the street from that American Legion home. It's a corner house. So right away we were on mutual ground, and I think I got a lot accomplished there, a lot of good that'll help us out and help us speed these kids back to their outfits instead of having them laying around down there for 3, 4, 5, 6 days, sometimes as long as a week before they get back to their outfits. Those replacement depots are not too good a place to be in anyway. So that may have been a good turn. It's just coincidence. I run into the officer. I've never seen him before, but when you're so damn far away from home and you meet somebody that's close, why, it's almost like renewing old times. You get an awful lot to bat the breeze about. Well, I'm just about batted out for tonight, so I'll close up shop here. I'm okay, and I'll be talking with you again tomorrow night or the night after, and see what I can get together. This is your old man in Yeongdong-po, Korea, south of Seoul on the Han, on the right side of the river, that is. It's 13 July 1954. And I'll close off for tonight, sending all my love and kisses. Always, your Bill. Be seeing you soon.